Hi guys, so this is a little bit of an experimental audio for me. I'm gonna be recording myself while I stretch, and I'm gonna talk about what I'm doing and anything else that goes through my head. So I guess I'm just gonna start stretching and I'll talk about why I'm doing this while I do it. Yeah. So, first of all, there used to be a lot of audios for a while, so it was a little bit of a trend on Audio Candy to do recordings of you doing everyday activities. So a lot of people were doing cooking audios, just rambling while they were cooking with lots of cooking noises or, you know, whatever, things like that. And then the trend died out, as they do. And also, another reason why I kind of wanted to do this was because I stretch a lot. Stretching, I hold a lot of tension all over in my body all the time, and stretching is just something that makes me feel really good. And I also just really like being flexible, so, keeping myself stretched out, I guess, is a good way to do that. And because I stretch so much, there have been multiple times when I've been on the phone with people and I've started stretching, or I've answered calls while I'm stretching, things like that. And people tell me that I make funny noises when I stretch, and that, I don't know, that it's interesting to listen to. So, yeah, I just figured I'd record it because I've never really given much thought to my own noises. And, you know, it might feel, or it might sound interesting. I have a feeling that the sounds that I make when I'm stretching, sound almost erotic. Just because stretching feels good, you know? It's a really, really nice feeling. And, you know, so do erotic things. Those things also feel good. And they're just sounds of pleasure, I guess, that I make. Which is ironic because whenever I'm stretching, I do pretty freely vocalize. Yeah, it feels good. But, whenever I am actually partaking in, you know, sexual activities or whatever you want to call them, I'm actually a pretty quiet person. Obviously, when I'm recording audios, they're not representative of who I actually am, because my audios are usually scripted, like the erotic ones, I mean. So, yeah, IRL, that's not how I am. I'm very quiet and very reserved and kind of shy and awkward, and, so, I don't know, I guess I tend to be a little bit quieter of a partner. Yeah, I'll just say that. But when I'm stretching, I freely vocalize, usually. And I think a lot of that is because of my theater training. Because, obviously, the same as you would with, like, any physically intensive activity, before you do any theater stuff, you always warm up. And there are physical warm-ups and vocal warm-ups and energy warm-ups and focus warm-ups. All those things are aspects of a good theater warm-up. And whenever you can combine those factors into one exercise, that's like the best, right? So, at least where I've learned, we always say, if it feels good, it should sound good. So whenever we're doing a physical warm-up, that's more like stretchy, intensive, you know, we're taught to let to let those noises out. If it feels good, it should sound good. So, as I stretch this here quad, just gonna let it out. Sink into it a little bit. So because my body's so flexible, and because especially my upper legs are really flexible, my calves aren't that flexible, and what's the front of your leg, your shin? That's not like super duper flexible, but like my quads and like all like my glutes, all that's really, really naturally flexible for me and pretty much everyone in my family. I don't know why. But like, you know, the stretch where you're standing up and you're just pulling your leg behind you, that's like never done anything for me. I don't feel that stretch at all. So, in order to feel a stretch, on the side of my leg up to my glute, what I was just doing was I had one leg, pointed forward. Oh god, this is gonna be so hard to explain. One leg kind of pointed forward, or I guess I should say straight forward, with my knee bent kind of under my other leg. Oh god, this is hard to explain. And then my other leg, I kind of like put my knees, I stack one knee on top of the other, sort of. And then I bend over my legs. I maybe I should not explain stretches. But anyway, I guess the point is I have to work real hard in order to get a good stretch on my butt, because my butt's flexible, I guess. And yeah, my quads in general. And in order to get like the front, the top of my quads, I don't know the names of muscles, guys. But anyway, what I do is I have one leg in front of me, then I put one leg behind me, and the leg behind me, like facing my mat, is the top of the leg. And then I pull that foot towards like my torso, which I believe is some, that pose has a name, like a yoga name. But I don't know it, which is, I'm very tentative to use the word yoga for my usual, like, stretching practices. I know that I do lots of yoga poses, and I definitely do yoga poses for, like, energy warm-ups and stuff as well. Like, I'll just, you know, do some good warriors, sun salutations, stuff like that. Cat and cow, all that good stuff. Child's pose, wonderful things. Wonderful things that I love, all of them. But because I don't know the names of so many of the things that I do, I just kind of don't call it yoga, because I feel like I just don't know the practice well enough from like a factual educational standpoint to really say that I do it. I just like to say that I stretch and I work out a little bit. Yeah, and I don't do a lot of intense workout-y stuff. Probably, like, the most intense stuff that I do is just, like, Pilates. And then I guess I'm active in the classes that I take. A lot of them are some of them are kind of physically intense, but, like, I don't, like, purposefully work out as much as I, like, purposefully stretch. It's usually just because I'm feeling lots of tension. And I feel like I need a good stretch, so I give myself a good stretch. Other leg time. And then after other leg, it will be back time. And back time is my favorite time, because I hold so much tension in my lower back. Good leg feelings. Yes, yes, yes. Mm. about is back time. I don't usually focus too much on stretching my arms because I don't do a lot of arm-intensive things, so those muscles aren't usually super tense. But I guess before I do my back, I'll just stretch out my arms a little bit. Ah, there's a crack. Nice. Alright, back time. So my back is very, very flexible when it comes to, like, doing back bends. I've pretty much always been able to do a back bend pretty easily. And so whenever I think about stretching my back, I don't think about stretching my back backwards, because if I'm holding tension in my back, which I do, then usually stretching my back backwards just kind of hurts that tension. And what I need is to, like, stretch my back forwards almost in, like, a purposeful, slouchy kind of arch, because that's just where I need those stretches. I need to, like, curve my back forward, because that's the only way I can really stretch out my lower back. So what I do in order to do that well is I put my legs in front of me, not, like, straight forward and not, like, totally, like, splayed out, I guess, kind of. My heels are, like, on each corner of my mat, so, like, the normal width of a yoga mat apart, a little bit more than shoulder length. No, a good bit more than shoulder length, but not, like, a huge bit. I'm describing too much. Okay, then I grab one of my feet, and instead of pulling down and focusing on pulling my chest to my knee, which is what I would do if I were trying to stretch out my hamstrings, is that the muscle? I believe that's the muscle, the back of your leg. I focus on pulling my shoulders forward, kind of, whenever I'm pulling myself towards my knee. It's just a good back stretch. It really gets my lower side opposite of the side that I'm going towards. So I'm gonna do that now. That feels so good. I love it. Oof. Other side. Yes. Feels so good, guys. Especially the lower left side of my back. I just have a huge knot there recently. It's gotten so bad that, like, sometimes at night, I, like, when I'm in bed, I put my knuckle underneath my back and I just, like, move my back around on top of my hand in order to try to get that knot out, using, like, my own body weight as opposed to, like, trying to shove my fingers into, like, my own back, because it's kind of an awkward place to have to massage yourself. I'll just, like, flip over on my back and try to use my own body weight to massage myself on my own hand knuckles. Which now I'm kind of doing because it sounded like a nice feeling when I started talking about it. Good. Good feelings, good feelings. All right. Now, I will stretch my back in the backwards kinds of way. Kind of ways, I guess. And I shall do backbend. Backbends are something that, again, they've always been pretty easy for me to do, but I'm also, like, perpetually afraid that I'll one day just stop being able to do them, because I do like being able to do them. And so I try to do them often, I guess, to make sure I maintain the skill. And, yeah, I'm gonna do one from standing. Ooh. And I am back. So something that I like to do in a backbend is kind of wiggle my hips back and forth, because I feel like sometimes when I do that I crack my back and it feels really good. Another thing that I want to do, or that I sometimes do when I'm in a backbend, my yoga mat's slipping a little, sorry if you can hear that, is I go down onto my elbows instead of my hands. And I kind of lean forward a little bit. It just kind of stretches a little bit of a different set, I guess, of muscles. It feels nice. I especially like doing back bends, like, if my abs are sore. Because it stretches out your abs. That's a good feeling. Alright, let's see if I can hop back up to my feet. Ugh! Yep, I did it. Oh. Alright, now while I'm standing, I'm just gonna hang down a little bit with my arms. And hug myself while I'm down in order to stretch out my back a little bit. Man. My low back is so tense. That's not good. Another thing that I like to do while I'm hanging down is shake my head no, on my head yes, in order to try to get out some of that neck tension. Especially, right. I'm gonna get a little bit closer to my mic. I don't know how well you guys can hear me. Right at the top of your spine, where your spine connects to your skull. On either side of my neck right there, I'm kind of giving myself a little bit of a massage with my fingers. In order to get tension out there. And that's good for people who use their voices a lot. Which I do. I've studied the Alexander technique a good deal, and I know that one of my biggest bad habits is holding tension right, at the top of my neck, top of my spine, I guess I should say. It's from looking up, which is a habit I've developed for multiple reasons, like just looking up kind of a little bit, like, all the time. I'm not short, but I'm not tall either. I'm very average, and so obviously I guess I look up when I'm talking a lot to people, but also I wear glasses, and my glasses slip down a lot, and whenever they slip down you have to tilt your head back a little bit in order to look at people. And so that's another reason why I've developed the habit. Also, I was in marching band in high school, so whenever you're in marching band, your resting posture, I guess, has your head a little bit up, eyes on the skyline. Okay, yeah, I'm just kind of hanging out down here, making sure my neck is loose and free. Stretching it out a little bit. And now I'm gonna sit down. Now I'm going to attempt to crack my back and we'll see if it works. That's my mat against the floor. Sorry for the noises. No, it's not working. I'm gonna try a different maneuver here. No cracks on that side. One small crack on that side, though. Which is good. That's the side that needed it. I've been seriously craving a good back massage lately. I was watching, like, ASMR videos tonight for a long time. Just people giving each other back massages. And that kind of, like, scratches the itch for me, I guess. But yeah, I'm in need of a good one. One of my friends gives pretty good back massages, so maybe I'll ask her to give me one soon. I don't know. But I'm also, like, I feel like I'm always giving people back massages, because I give pretty good ones, and people know that now. So, you know, I'm usually the one that's giving them and not receiving them, which is fine. That's life, I guess. But darn, wouldn't it be nice if I could get one someday? Oh, I just stretched my back again and it feels so good. Yeah, good feelings. What else should I stretch? I'm gonna do my legs a little bit more. I'm gonna stretch out my calves since they always need it more than anything else. That's not true. They don't need it from, like, a tension perspective, but just solely from a this area is not flexible perspective. So I don't feel like stretching my back anymore. I kind of feel like giving it a little bit of a break. So instead of going down to meet my legs, what I'm gonna do is put one foot kind of like halfway crisscross underneath me, like in that kind of direction. And then the other foot I'm gonna pick up with my hands. And then I'm just gonna straighten my knee in front of me. Make sure my foot is flexed and not pointed. And yeah, that's quite the stretch there. That one doesn't feel quite as good, but it's one that's important or whatever. Okay, the other leg. Oh. Ow. Yeah, man. Not my favorite place to stretch. Another good stretch for the side of your leg is to have both of your legs straight out in front of you. And then, bring your right hand forward. I'm gonna do this as if it's instructional because I'm instructing myself. And that's easier to do than talk about how I'm doing things. It's easier to tell myself how to do things as I'm doing them. Does that make sense? I don't know. Either way, stretch right hand forward, grab left foot around bottom of foot, pick left foot up off ground, keep knee straight, and kind of just hover it in the air there. Pull it to the right a little bit, but don't go crazy. You usually don't need to go crazy to feel a good side of leg stretch. If you want to, you can rotate your torso towards leg, the up leg, not the down leg. Good feelings. And then do other side. Yahoo. Bess Maquette. She has a very cute meow. All right. Now inner thighs. I'm just gonna put my legs butterfly position, and then push my chest down towards my feet. All right, that's not getting it good enough. So I'm gonna spread my legs and then put my chest down towards the floor. That usually gets it. Ooh, ha ha ha. Yes, it does. Hi, cat. I see you. I hear you. Okay, I'm gonna let Kat in my room and then I will continue. Is rubbing against a computer and about to eat out of her food bowl, I think. No, she's gonna rub against my head while I'm stretching. That's cool. Either way, cat is very close to Mike right now, so you might hear cat noises. Apologies. Oh, that feels so nice. Alright, my legs are thoroughly stretched, and it's 1:26 a.m., so I don't know why I was stretching this late. That's not true. I know why. It's because my legs felt tense. I gotta go back to school tomorrow, and I figured it'd be good to get some of this tension out while my sleep schedule was still fucked, and I had time to get some of this tension out before I put it all back in. That's why. Also, yeah, I wanted to bring back the trend of recording yourself doing mundane things, and also, I just wanted to, I don't know, stretch with you guys. Stretching is fun and it feels good, so you should do it too. Alright guys, good night. Happy Easter, Passover, and April Fools. Except now I'm, what, 2.5 hours late, even for myself, so probably the last chance for if anyone's gonna accept those wishes, they're probably gonna have to be in like Hawaii or something. Hawaii's like, I don't know if how what the time zone is in Hawaii. I'm guessing they're the last to get the hour and not the first, because I think Australia's the first, right? But it might be Hawaii. That doesn't make sense. Hawaii is very far from Australia. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna stop thinking and instead stop recording. Yeah, that makes sense. Bye, guys. Good night. For real. You're awesome.